Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of our favorite guests around here is certified consulting hypnotist Sean Mozell, who runs the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center, and he works with people in all walks of life to help them relax. Sean, good morning. It's all about the breath, isn't it?
Well, the breath really helps. That's the vagus nerve. You have a thermostat. It goes from your brain through the jaw, around your heart two times, and inserts onto your belly. And when you do a simple belly breath, like babies do, breathing out and breathing in with their belly, you produce chemicals of well-being, codeine, melatonin.
So is that the answer to a traffic jam?
Oh, it's wonderful in a traffic jam. You can just feel the belly. Breathe with your belly. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Breathe with your belly. Press the belly out and inhale by pressing your belly in.
Now, I know you work with people to try to reduce stress, and you also help folks focus, don't you? I know you work with the Northwestern Girls Golf Team, and how do you help them?
Well, it's all about well-being and mental rehearsing. I help the golfers. I help anyone by simply mentally rehearsing while you're in bed before you get out of bed. Your subconscious, 98% of your performance is a subconscious blueprint, and it does not know the difference between mentally rehearsing. So before you get out of bed, see your meeting you're going to. See yourself arriving at the office calm. See yourself coming home in a good mood. Mental rehearse.
You talk a lot about cortisol levels. Explain what that is. And I was talking last week about oxytocin and how you need that surging through your body, and hugs can activate that. But talk about that, and especially cortisol.
Well, cortisol is a stress hormone, and every time you dwell, every time you think about thoughts that you dwell on, you produce either two types of chemicals, chemicals of well-being or chemicals of stress. So by guarding the groups of words you dwell on, guarding the thoughts you think about, is a lot to do with your stress in your body, in your brain, instantly.
Is it too simple to say positive mental attitude
is
what you need?
PMA is fantastic, but this is about being aware of your thoughts to rewire your biology.
Mm-hmm. And when you see people who need to quit smoking or people who have an ulcer, do you hypnotize them? Is that what you do?
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We teach people how to do their mental relaxation. My granny would call it prayer. I taught in the Northwestern Norris Center. We called it mindfulness, meditation. It was called relaxation therapy up to 1912. We teach people how to self-relax.
And your clients, as I mentioned, in all walks of life, and it's always about stress, isn't it?
It's about
overcoming it.
It's not the circumstances of stress, it's our reaction to stress. And reaction is under our control. And by doing a little bit of 2 minute, 1 minute, 5 minute mental relaxation, or guarding the groups of thoughts you're dwelling on, that's what, if it's negative, we call that worry. And by doing that, you're going to be able to play the cards you're dealt better. It's well-being. It's all about well-being.
I always think about what you say, how important the first minute or so before you wake up in the morning, the first minute or so before you go to bed, super important, isn't it?
Because of the depth of relaxation, that first 17 seconds, it's equivalent to a 24-hour thought process.
When you get up in the morning, you're talking
first
about?
First thing in bed, before you get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up and I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
Things work out for me every day and every way, a little bit better and better. And then just relax for a couple of minutes. Your subconscious won't let you fall back to sleep. And mental rehearse your day the way you want to see it. Mentally imagine it. You visualize the past. You imagine what you have not yet seen. Imagine the day going as you want it to go.
And at night?
Be very, very aware of what you're thinking or feeling, because what you think and feel as you fall asleep will ferment in the powerful subconscious mind. And it is a working subconscious habit. Without your blessing or your knowing it, within 3 weeks, you're living it, you're it.
I love your meditations. I have them recorded, listen to them all the time. Would you be so kind as to lead us in a moment of Zen right now?
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Go ahead. And what do we need to do to get ready for this?
If you're in the car, just blow your belly out. Just blow your belly out. And as you inhale, blow your belly in. So go ahead, blow the belly out. As you exhale, bring your belly in. Blow the belly out. As you exhale, bring the belly in. Things work out for me. I've got this. I've got this.
Properly end this, Sean. How do you do it?
And now just take a nice little deep breath, exhale, and guard the thoughts that you are thinking. You are in charge of how you feel via your thoughts.
Gotta try to hold on to that for the whole day. Sean Mozell, hypnotist, and he is at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center. Sean Mozell, MOSSELL. Thanks as always, Sean. You always make us feel better.
Thank you, Bob.